Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I love that song, and guess what? That means our friends from Hastings Community Education are here, and we are thrilled to welcome to KDWA Carrie Gore. She's the director of Community Ed, and we also want to say hello to Kelsey Dressley. She is the School Age Care Coordinator. Great to see both of you.
You too.
You too. So I love the sun coming out today because it's kind of a not-so-sunny day, but it's sunny in here, isn't it? Because we're going to talk about going back to school.
Yes. Yay. Oh, what a happy feeling that is.
For who? For
I think, well, number one, parents.
Not kids sometimes.
But we are so excited to see those little bodies run through Tilden. So come on back, preschoolers. We're happy to have you.
Oh, we love it. So the beauty, I think, about the Tilden Community Center is that it really is birth to infinity.
Right.
You know? And
right.
It's under one roof. I mean, I think that's unique, isn't it?
It really is, and we're glad to have that set up. And there's so much that we've been able to do together that where we can invite some of our seniors to our holiday concerts and into the classrooms and, you know, vice versa. There's so much that we can do with intergenerational programming.
Well, we love that. So one of the things I know that we're going to talk about is as we head back to school, you know, parents might get a little nervous about, gosh, what am I going to do with my kids before school, after school, during school? And you are here to help them solve their problems and put them at ease. Is that correct?
I am. I have all your problems solved.
Well, let's hear about it, please. So there is a school age care program in the it's district wide, but how does it work and who is eligible, please?
Right. So our program through Hastings Community Ed is called Kids Campus, and we are open from 6:30 in the morning until when your child's school starts. We run out of Pinecrest, McAuliffe, and Kennedy, and then fifth and sixth grade for the middle school. And then we are open until 6 o'clock, so whenever your child's student your child gets out of school, then they would come to a kids' campus in the afternoon, and they can be there until 6 o'clock.
You know, it really is a benefit for working parents that would love to be able to get their children off on the school bus or drop them off at school, but they can't. So this is just a wonderful thing, and they're in loving care, and they're structured, and it's not just goof-off time. You actually do some fun things, don't you?
We do, yep. So our lead staff are all required to have a degree of some sort, and so they all have experience in working with kids. That being said, when the students get there, we have snack. There's some sort of large motor activity.
Is that running around? What is large motor?
Yes, good question. Okay. That would be the gym or outside or maybe a large group game.
I need to do more of that, Carrie. How about you?
Agreed.
Okay, so then that goes on. That's good to get the wiggles out before the school day starts.
Yes.
I like it.
Yep. And then the staff lead activities. They lead projects. Sometimes they're cooking. They could be art. It could be STEM. It could be
this is so nice.
Emotional. It is.
So this happens at all three of the elementary schools.
Correct.
And then also at the middle school. You know, middle schoolers don't think that they need supervision, but technically they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a nice, they probably don't even know that they're being supervised. Is that fair?
That's fair.
I like it. Yep. So do they get to get the wiggles out? And what is a typical?
They do too.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, our middle schoolers, the fifth and sixth graders, are still young children. At heart. So, yeah. So if it's not even necessarily a program where if you think your child can't be home alone, it's also something that they can come to stay off their devices, to find something recreational to do after school instead of the alternate. So the same thing, they have snack, they do group games. In the summer, we have a program called Big Shots that's specifically for the students that are a little bit older, and they are just having a blast this summer.
You do a lot of activities with that, don't you?
We do, yes. They have gotten to go to the movie theater this summer. They've gone to the aquatic center multiple times. That just the Big Shot program is able to do once they get to that older age, and they can kind of create a community within themselves.
So how many kids are involved in this program, please?
It depends on the school, but we have anywhere between 40 and 60 or 70 after school.
So do you still have openings?
We do.
Okay, tell us about that, please.
Yep. So you can go to our website at Hastings Community Education and register a contract there. You can choose to just have your student be enrolled in the morning or the afternoon or both. We also have non-school day contracts, which is for students who are not in school over winter break,
sure,
or spring break or MEA. We have all day programming from them from 6:30 to 6 p.m. with the same activities, with snack provided. And
is the Kids Campus program pretty cost-effective, or is it affordable for people?
It is, and the prices are on our website, and there is a discount where if you have your child enrolled 5 days a week, you are cut a little bit of a break. So yes, it is very comparable.
What about a day where you all of a sudden decide, gosh, I can't get my kid to school that day, or I have to leave early for work? Do you have drop-in opportunities?
We do,
yes. Oh, tell us about that, please.
Yeah, we ask that if you know in advance, it would be great to get a heads up 5 days in advance if you'd like to have your student drop in. If not, and we have space available, which at the time we do, you can call Terry Thompson or our community ed office and ask if there are availabilities, and then you can have your child attend either before or after school at a last minute.
That's a huge benefit for parents. Carrie, what do you think of this?
I definitely think it is. Obviously, school-age care is created for this need in our community, right? And we've been doing this for a long time through Hastings Community Ed. I think maybe over 25 years. So we have a well-established program, and we keep getting better every year. And we have really talented staff that love kids and are always trying to think outside of the box of what can we do next with these kids, because you can't keep doing the same old thing. We got to keep the kids entertained and happy and making sure that they're safe and secure. Kelsey talked a little bit about release days. I like to talk to parents a lot about these days as well, because it's those breaks where you're like, what am I going to do with my kid for the week?
I'm out of vacation.
Yes.
I can't take another day.
Yep, I have to keep going to work, but, you know, what are my options? And so this is a great opportunity for families to sign up for a full day of care. You know, 6:30 to 6, that's a wide open span. And we like to do really fun things with them as well, so we keep them busy. But the socialization that they get out of school-age care is really critical to their development. And so this is an opportunity for them to get to practice those skills where they don't get that necessarily during the school day, because academics becomes the focus. So,
oh, okay, I see. So you ask them to share, and what are some other things that we should know?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, and even just, you know, how to develop friendships.
Oh,
that's
sure.
A skill that kids need to develop. So, yeah, it's a fun time. And so, you know, there are staff around to help make sure that there's healthy boundaries in developing those skills. And, you know,
nobody's left out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, coaching them through all
of
that.
You know, I think as adults, we should have somebody that is helping with those skills as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Healthy boundaries and being kind to each other.
Every office probably needs one.
Not this one.
Not.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting to know that you still have some openings for parents. And if they are listening, or maybe grandma's listening, we certainly want to help you out. So you can give Community Ed a call at 651-480-7861. Anything else you want to tell us about this, Kelsey?
I don't think so. There will eventually, depending on how many interested families we get, there could be a time where we close registration. We would hate to do that because we want to provide enough care for anybody that needs it. But I would encourage you to register as soon as possible so that we can plan for
I think the summer school. Coming to an end has caught everybody by surprise, so I bet this will be a great nudge yes. for people to give you a call. Carrie, let's talk about one of my favorite things, and that is when your fall catalog, any catalog actually, right. coming out, and it's going to be coming soon.
It is coming soon, and I have to say, it's been a long time since we've had that copy come in our mailbox.
I know.
We couldn't be more excited.
How long
has
it been? A year and a half?
Yeah, I think we sent our last one out in March of 2020, so it's been a really long time, and we learned a lot about how to provide those online informational yes. pieces, so we've done a really good job with that, but we missed that paper copy in the mail, so we're going to do a little bit of a combo. You're going to see that copy come through, and then we're still going to have that really strong website that can give you more information about classes that people are interested in, but that is in the mailboxes this week.
What?
So keep your eyes open for that.
I am going to keep my eyes open for that. What can we expect? Give us a little sneak preview of some tried and true programming that, of course, we love, but then yeah. maybe something new.
Well, so we have our tried and true program areas. So we have youth recreation enrichment and adults too. And we have some senior center courses featured in the catalog as well. So I think there's a lot of things that people have been missing in that. Again, we did do some of those online classes, but we're going to come back to those tried and true in-person classes for adults and youth. So again, it's just an opportunity in our community to meet other people and do fun classes. I know you in particular love the cooking classes.
I do, actually.
And they're coming back. So
can I tell you
something for you?
I love them. Love everything about them. And I always try to get somebody to go with me. Maybe you should go with me next time, Carrie. And I'm all fired up to go to them. And then when I get them, I always look for the easiest recipe. So I don't really learn as much as I should, but they're so fun because then you get to taste everybody's recipe. So we're all at different stations in the home ec rooms at school. Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So those will be coming back.
That's wonderful.
And the other thing that I think that people have been waiting for are those adult field trips. So we do offer those through Community Ed.
Yes.
So we'll be doing, they're called trips and tours, and Lori Thrush is our coordinator that does all of those, and we have some really fun ones coming up for the holidays. And then we are going to be visiting some theaters and all of those things that everybody's missed for a period of time. So please join us. Let's get back out to these really fun events. And we take all of the worry off of your shoulders. We'll drive you. We'll park the car.
Okay,
we'll get
so
your tickets.
Nice.
All of that good stuff.
You don't need a valet there.
No, you don't. So will be back as well. So, I think that I heard that we have 112 classes offered this fall. So hopefully there's something for everyone. I imagine that there would be.
I agree. What are some of the ones that you are thinking, gosh, this would really be fun to try? Do you have any?
The one I always see and think, God, I wish I would take the time to do that is
yes.
the horse riding camps.
Oh.
Especially if you think about the fall and getting outside and seeing the,
For adults?
Yeah. Yeah,
what?
Absolutely. So they have them for youth and adults. Get out there and do something really different and see the fall colors and bond with the horse, I suppose. But I always want to try that. So,
well, I think that sounds fabulous. I agree. That sounds really fun. How about you, Kelsey? Have you ever looked at any of these programs for adults?
I have. I am also interested in doing a cooking class.
Okay, good.
And I have not been, so I'm excited to come to do some this year. And I don't know, the horseback riding camp sounds pretty darn cool.
That really does.
So maybe we'll see me there.
So you have a lot of day trips, I know, as part of your trip program, trips and tours. And then do you also do some of the longer ones? Are those going to come back as well, the extended trips?
You know, we have a company that we work with that came and did a show, Landmark Tours.
Oh, sure.
And I think that they're focusing on, you know, our tours that are domestic at this point and looking towards the future on some intercontinental travel. So, you know, we always have that trip that they say is the Hastings only trip. And so we'll be looking to see what that will be in the future.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we usually have a lot of people from Hastings turn out for that. So,
well, I know a lot of the seniors that I know have certainly missed those day trips. They really are fun. What about the trips for the kids and their parents to the Children's Theater? Do you have those coming back?
We do offer a lot of field trips through our school age care program on release days. And
yes.
So I know that when we have breaks coming up that Kelsey and her team will be looking to organize some of those for the youth in our community.
Because those are so fun as well.
They are.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, lots going on at Hastings Community Ed. How is the senior center?
Is it booming? Past there, and it is booming for sure.
It is.
There was a lot of members playing cards and
pickleball,
bingo, all of those good things. And there, honestly, it was quite full. So.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
That makes me so happy.
Yep, it does for mm-hmm. us as well. And so I'm sure they also will be excited to see preschoolers come back and into the building too. So
at your actual Tilden Community Center, you have the whole preschool program as well. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so our preschool program is going to be starting up here as well. And then we try to follow along with the district calendar. We are kind of full right now, to be honest.
That's great.
And so we've been talking about that. We've had Angie McGinnis come in and share a little bit about that as well. But we certainly do have just a few remaining spots available. So if you're still looking for preschool this fall, do give us a call at our Hastings Community Ed office. For preschool interest, please call us at 651-480-7670, and we can let you know what we have available. And of course, we'll start waiting lists as well.
Boy, there's lots going on this time of year.
Yes,
it's exciting.
A lot for
to
parents
see.
To remember. So we're here for you at Community Ed.
We love it. We want to say thank you to our guest, Carrie Gore. She's the Director of Community Education for the Hastings School System. And we also want to say thank you to Kelsey Dressley. She is the School Age Care Coordinator with Hastings Community Education. Ladies, happy fall almost.
Yeah, happy almost. Fall.
Hard to believe. Next time we chat, you're going to be telling me about all the buzzing of your space with
yes.
all the little
yeah.
voices.
Yeah,
that'll be
kitties
yeah.
back.
That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Really great to see both of you. Thanks for coming
you
in
too.
Today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, tootin' tootoo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright. The sun.